With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Reiger. Microsoft announced an agreement this week to deliver broadband internet service to over 73,000 people in rural Montana and Washington who currently have slow or no internet whatsoever. Edward O'Brien has more.
The FCC says roughly 40% of rural Montanans lack access to a broadband internet connection. Andrew Metcalf considers high-speed internet a necessity of life, the backbone of modern business, healthcare, and education. Metcalf, the president and CEO of the Washington state-based Native Network, adds too many American rural and tribal communities lack even basic broadband access.
A lot of reservations I've visited, you know, you have the students gathered around, you know, a public building that has internet, and they graciously let it spill out into the parking lot, and you'll see the kids parked in their cars, two or three deep, with folks inside working on their schoolwork, because, you know, schoolwork now is there's take-home work that needs to be done, you know, after hours. And if you don't have an internet connection, broadband connection, you just can't do it.
Native Network is teaming up with Microsoft to build out broadband internet access to several tribes, including Montana's Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes on the Flathead Reservation. The agreement is part of what Microsoft calls its Airband initiative to extend broadband access to 2 million rural Americans by 2022. To do this, a variety of technical methods would be used, including TV white spaces, unused TV channels. Metcalf says the government has already spent millions to lay fiber optic cables near the Flathead Reservation.
Now, what we're looking to do is extend off of that fiber construction to add towers and wireless services to provide the coverage around that base core network.
Metcalf says it could take several years and millions of dollars in funding from a variety of sources to complete the project. If successful, he predicts the cost to consumers would be comparable to existing regional internet services. Metcalf says the partnership is also studying ways to provide broadband to Montana's six other reservations. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.